Hello, everyone, and welcome to North Shore High School Baseball. Today, it's the state final for Division II in Massachusetts. Danvers, 20 wins, 4 losses on the season, taking on Greater New Bedford right now at 18-6 on the season. It's the North versus the South. Danvers versus Greater New Bedford, and we're at Campanelli Stadium in Brockton this afternoon. Just a few light clouds overhead, a breeze blowing from the right field foul pole to the left field foul pole. And we say good afternoon to you all. I'm Bill Newell along with Rick Moore and Marty Smith. Right now as we speak, Danvers is taking their warm-ups out on the field with under the direction of Coach Roger Day. Danvers will have the third base dugout to our left. They've got the dark navy tops, the blue tops, blue caps, and Greater New Bedford Bears will have the first base dugout. And they're standing looking on. They've got the green caps, kind of a beige or tan. And then some black pants. And so we're just about ready to go with today's state championship game. Danvers got here on the strength of a 9-1 tournament win to open up the tournament over Woburn, then a 6-0 shutout over Melrose, then a tight 4-2 win over Burlington, and their last win, a 7-1 decision over Gloucester. Meanwhile, Greater New Bedford, the number 5 seed in the South, has had 3 tournament wins to get here, a 13-4 win over Bishop Feehan, a 2-1 win over Milford, and a 5-3 win over Westwood. They've outscored their opponents as Greater New Bedford in the playoffs 23-10, so they have been tough and been hitting the ball of late. But I guess the big story here as we look at today's game is that Danvers is making their third straight appearance, Rick and Marty, into this state championship game, which is almost unheard of. Unfortunately for them, the last 2 years, they've lost a 4-3 decision in 2015 to Middleborough, and last year at Fraser Field in Lynn, they lost a tight 1-0 decision to Dighton Rehoboth. So it's been about 15 years since they won a state title, but they keep coming back here, and experience is a huge key right now and possibly an advantage for the Falcons today.
You know, we were talking at the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Year program with a bunch of coaches and athletic directors from all over the Northeast Conference and all over the North Shore, really, and they were marveling at the run that Coach Roger Day has had with Danvers. And the point is that these kids, from the time they're about 6 years old, know that their target is to make the Danvers High School varsity, and they play all throughout their younger years in that way to get there. And what did I read in the Salem News? It's been 17 out of the last 20 years, I think, they've made the state tournament, and as you mentioned, they keep getting these runs to the state finals. On the other hand, Greater New Bedford has had this run this season where they finished in third in their league, but they have just plowed through the state tournament, and here they are in the finals. And so, you know, you've got the traditional power in Danvers against the team that has gotten really hot in the playoffs. So this should be a great, and it's a great day. The wind is blowing pretty stiffly. If you look at the center field flag, it's blowing to the left, so it'll be from right field to left field, sort of, but it's nice and clear, spectacular, and it's a great venue.
In terms of just the number of players, New Bedford brings a whole busload of dressed players, kind of when you see football in their lineup from the 20 to the 20. And in that, they've got 13 seniors. Now, obviously, all of them are not going to be in the starting lineup, but they do have a lot of players that have got the experience. Danvers, on the other hand, has 7 seniors, but most of them have played, as you mentioned, Bill, from start to finish.
All right, we're going to step aside, and when we come back, we'll be joined by Danvers coach Roger Day on our pregame show as we roll on from Campanelli Stadium in Brockton for the Division II state final.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 series windows on display at any of our 3 locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our 3 locations, that's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up. Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Welcome back. We're joined by Danvers High baseball coach Roger Day. So here you are, back again in the D2 state championship game.
It's nice to be there. I mean, it's hard to get there once, and to get there last year was, you know, just a dream come true. And really, we didn't even come close to even dreaming about it this year. So to be back is just a great experience, and we're really looking forward to it.
Seems kind of unlikely, as you point out, Roger, when you start the season. I think early on, was it game two, or certainly first league game, that you lost a classical, right? Does that sound right? 1-0.
We lost a classical probably about the 8th, 9th, 10th game of the year, somewhere in there. We lost to Peabody the second game of the year.
Okay.
But you look at Division II, it's absolutely loaded with Belmont, North Andover, and Reading, and, you know, Wilmington, and you know, Masco. I mean, it's just a loaded, so you just don't expect that you can get there. And as you can see with all the seeds that got knocked off, it's real easy to happen. So we've been the fortunate one.
And so here comes another playoff run for Danvers, and you have a knack of being able to score runs, to play defense, to pitch, and all those things. And it's come together for you in the second part of the season for sure.
Yeah, our kids have gotten better. I mean, that's what we strive for all season, every year, is to play in big games at the end of the year and get better. And, you know, we were frustrated at a certain point of the year this year that we weren't getting better. We were winning, but we weren't getting better. And it's nice that they saved the best for last, hopefully, here, because we've gotten better the last four or five games.
So if you were to pull out, say, two kids, three, whatever, that have kind of overachieved, if you will, or unexpectedly achieved and contributed in a big way for Danvers baseball, you know, it could be at the plate, could be on the mound, could be defensively. Who might you call out?
Well, first of all, Jordan DiDonato. Not a big surprise, but he's really stepped up the last couple of weeks and really hit the ball well and played great defense and went from left field for the last 3 years to center field. Has been outstanding, and he's really come on strong at the end of the year. So I have to single him out. Not that he's been a surprise, but because he's a good player and he's a captain. So, but he's the one. He's really changed the lineup for us. Another one's Justin Roberto. I mean, he's come up huge. I mean, he played some shortstop for us last year. Pitched a little bit, not much, but he's come on and really taken over the number one role, and he's just he's given us a great outing all year. And he's come up, he's pitched against all the big teams, you know, and he's been outstanding for us.
All right, how about your starting lineup for the game?
Well, first of all, we have Loic Dowd. He's been a leadoff guy all year long. So, leads the team in hits. Is got great speed, and he's been a great player for us. Second's Tommy Mento, you know, second baseman. He's come up with some big hits, and he's been great defensively, and had a great year. Then we have Matt Andreas, you know, another captain for us, and 4-year starter and catcher, and, you know, obviously great football player and great leader and tough kid, and sets the tone for us. He's batting third. Then Zach Dillon, another football kid, first baseman, great kid, and comes up with clutch hits and really got us to the state final last year with all his clutch hits. Fifth is DiDonato. Sixth is Max Ball. He's come up with some big hits recently. He's the left fielder. Seventh is Teddy Valancourt. Just took over the position. Good athlete, 3-sport kid, soccer goalie, basketball player. pitched for us. He's 4-0 on the mound. He's come up huge for us pitching the second half of the year from out of nowhere. And he's taken over the DH role and given us a real spark there. Then Zach Turner, another football kid, third baseman, senior, been steady defensively and has come up with some huge hits at the bottom of the order and really kind of carried us. And then Anthony Olczak, and he's been outstanding at shortstop, had some big hits, and been a savvy player for us and been great.
Any other thoughts, Roger, about the game coming up, your opponent, and or the season?
No, it's been a lot of fun, and I've got a great group of kids. You know, we have a great group of kids, and we're having fun, and we've got one more to go. Just focusing on that one game.
That's Roger. Thanks for your time.
Thank you,
Roger Day, head baseball coach at Danvers High School. Back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Roger Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trusts, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Welcome back to Campanelli Stadium in Brockton for the Division II State Championship baseball game between Danvers and Greater New Bedford. I'm Bill Newell along with Rick Moore and Marty Smith here today on MSO News Sports. You just heard from head coach Roger Days in his 30th season here at Danvers High School. This is his 10th 20-win season for the Falcons and the third year in a row that Danvers has notched a 20-win season. And overall, 493 wins, 191 losses. So what a career for Coach Roger Day.
Well, and you were in the room the other day too, Bill, when Paul Halloran of the Daily Item was mentioning the 1,500 baseball wins that were in the room at that time. It was Frank Carey, Frank DeFelice, Frank Carey, North Reading, Frank DeFelice, Swarm Scott, and others, and Roger Day. And Roger's just shy of that 500 win mark. It's just amazing.
Well, Justin Roberto will be the starting pitcher here today for Danvers High School. He's 4 wins, 2 losses, a 1.35 ERA. Struck out 24 batters in 36 innings of work this year. They have just announced the starting lineups for today's game. We'll give them to you as we go through the game here today. And so we're just about ready for the national anthem. Again, Danvers with the dugout to the third base side and Greater New Bedford with the dugout to the right base side, first base side, right field side. And they have just announced all the starters and the reserves here and coaches. And we are just about ready for today's national anthem from Campanelli Stadium in Brockton. they did a coin flip before the start of today's game to find out which team would be home and which team would be away. And Danvers, I guess, lost that coin flip, and they are the away team here today. So their starting lineup for the Danvers Falcons will have right fielder Loic Dowd, followed by second baseman Tommy Mento, catcher Matt Andreas, first baseman Zach Dillon, center fielder Jordan DiDonato, who you just heard singled out by Coach Roger Day a moment ago, left fielder Max Paul, DH Ted Valancourt, Zach Turner, the third baseman, and Anthony Olzak, the shortstop. And right now, Roberto is beginning to warm up. Justin, I checked that. Take that back. It would be, Tyler Arruda. Arruda is 9-0 on the season for the Bears, and he has just, you know, he has good location. He's been solid. I don't think he's given up a home run at all this year, and he's not overpowering, but he's around the plate consistent. And one of the things we talked about earlier in a pregame show, and Marty and Rick, you may want to comment on that, is the way it's Danvers ball, or Roger ball as they call it, is Danvers finds a way to get somebody on base, and then somehow or other they move on to second base. It could be a stolen base, it could be a pass ball, it could be a ground out, it could be a bunt, but they're going to try to put the ball in play and move runners around and put some runs up on the board from time to time here to try to break out to a lead.
Well, you hear Tim Crunch talk about that all the time, Bill, and how Danvers plays small ball. They can beat you in so many ways, but if you get a guy on first for Danvers, that means he's on second. So a single is usually a double because they'll steal the run and everything. They're very aggressive. And like a lot of Danvers sports teams, coaches over the years, Roger Day does not allow his team and doesn't really mold his team to beat themselves. They rarely ever beat themselves. I was just watching a Arruda pitch warm up, Bill, and boy, he's got a really herky-jerky motion. And the ball, generally, when you're throwing, comes from the outside, but the ball is released almost in front of him. Kind of a really weird motion. And again, you mentioned 9-0.
And he's a throwback because he's also a batter. He's the number three hitter in the lineup, too. Danvers has brought a designated hitter. Greater New Bedford is going to run with 9 position players.
Rick Avila is the head coach for New Bedford, Greater New Bedford. And we are ready to go here. Loic Dowd, the leadoff batter. A transfer from Montreal, left-hand batter. And kind of diminutive at the plate, takes a strike over the inside corner from Tyler Arruda. Infield in a bit, looking as if Loic Dowd may bunt. Dowd bats from the left side. The right-hander, Arruda, pitches. The 0-1 pitch is over for strike two. Now, we did a story, Rick, on the website months ago now at the springtime when the Falcons, their first day of practice, warming up inside the field house. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Dowd. Hits him.
Yep.
An 0-2 pitch hits Loic Dowd, and he is on first base.
He's not moving, though.
Wait a minute here.
Well, that's strange.
It is.
You're going to call it a ball and not a hit batsman?
That is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it fouled off. It didn't foul off the bat. Here's a swinging and a line drive foul down the left field line. Out past first, third base and short of the left fielder, but out of play to our left.
Yeah, this a...
It's a ball. It's a 1-2 count on him. I mean, it hit him.
I know. That's very
strange. Something. We have obviously missed something here. So the 1-2 pitch now on its way to Loic Dowd. And it swung on and hit down the left field line foul. Again, well, the story on that is that Roger Day sees this transfer, Loic Dowd, inside the field house taking some swings one of the first days of practice, and he says, wow, this swing is something. And ever since then, Dowd has delivered. He's batting .316 on the year, 25 of 79 at the plate. The next pitch just misses. Now it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Slow off-speed curve.
Yeah, I was going to say it looked like the first curve that he's thrown.
Dowd going 0-2, now has the count even 2-2, and here it is. Swung on, fouled off to the left again. Driving the pitch count up early on Arruda of Greater New Bedford.
Well, it was a pitcher pitch in the playoffs for Gloucester a few years ago. I think he threw 190 pitches in the game.
Again, that wind is blowing briskly from the right field foul pole to the left field foul pole. The pitch is lined to center field, base hit. 2-2 sent on the line into center field. And Loic Dowd is on first base.
Hedges was timing it. A la Wade Boggs, fouling it off, and then another pitch right down the middle, and bam, right up the middle. Base hit, solid shot.
Here comes another left-handed batter, second baseman Tommy Mento. Mento is hitting .333 on the year, 27 of 81. Started as a freshman in the final. He is a junior.
Being the home of the Brockton Rocks, I'm sorry, Bill, there is a good hitter's background. They've got that big black patch way out in center field that's gigantic, so the ball can be seen rather easily by the batters.
Center field wall, 403 feet away. Pitches over for a strike to Mento. Nothing in one. Runner at first is Dowd.
Mento was bending out of the way on that one, too. Got fooled.
Down the right field line, it's 320, and the same 320 down the left field line. Dowd leading away from first base. The one-strike pitch, they squared a bunt, but the pitch is outside for a ball. Danvers will probably try a lot of bunts here today. Again, advancing runners, getting on base, making the play the ball. But the third baseman, Rivera, who's the real deal for this Greater New Bedford team, is in very short at third base.
And he's charging on the pitch.
Here is the pitch. Bunted in the air. Foul, first base side. Back behind the plate. Catcher Santiago chasing back. Can't get it. Not high enough. It's a ball and two strikes to the batter, Tommy Mento. I could hear down below, probably you could hear it too, the coaching staff for Greater New Bedford saying the runner's going on this pitch. That would be Loic Dowd at first. We're at Campanelli Stadium for the Division II state final here in Massachusetts. Throw to first base.
And we should comment on the number of attendees. Looks like Greater New Bedford, Volk, has maybe double the fans that Danvers has brought in. Decent crowd.
Mathia is the first base and pitches in the dirt. There goes the runner.
There you go.
And the runner is at second base.
Yep.
Stolen base.
There you go. This is Danvers baseball.
Again, we had a batter in Dowd who went down on the count 0-2, fouled off some pitches, got a 2-2 count, several pitches, and then it ends up lining a single to center, and now he's at second base. The number two batter in the lineup, Mento, takes it down low again.
And Mento was down 1-2. Now you've got a runner on second, and the count is even at 2-2. Oh, it's 3-2. Full count.
Mento, left-hand hitter, and again, Dowd at second base. Nobody out here in the first inning. No score in Brockton. The 3-2. He takes inside. Ball four.
Whoa. He bent away from it like he did on the first pitch. That was called a strike. That looked like it was in the same location, but it's ball four.
A close one.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the catcher, Matt Andreas. Andreas, third straight start in a state championship game. He is hitting .365 on the year, 19 of 52, and has an on-base percentage of .429. Runner's moving. Here's a throw to second base. It's out into center field. The runner, Loic, heading on to third base, and the runner, Mento, heading on to second base. Runners will be at second and third, and so here you are again, Rick. Just what we talked about on the pregame show. Now there's nobody out. Two batters on. They've got one single in this inning, and they now have runners at second and third.
Yep. Think about that. Third batter up, third left-handed batter. We also should remind you now, Rivera charging again, and I'm not sure if Andreas was going to bunt on that one. It looked like he might. The infield is really drawn in.
Andreas, left-hand batter, strong left-hand batter, and the pitch to him is hit in the air to center field. Right, center fielder playing shallow has to go way back into left center. It drops and rolls, heading to the wall. Two runs will score easily. Here's Andreas turning second, going to third base.
Got it.
No slide, no throw. He's in safely with a triple.
Wow.
Two-run score.
Two things. First of all, solid hit by Andreas, but then the wind took it, Bill. Center fielder playing shallow as Estrella was in shallow, and he had to run to his right toward left center, and he kept going, and the ball kept carrying away from him. Triple for Andreas. 2-0, Danvers.
At center fielder, it looked like he was playing way too shallow for Andreas. And as you said, Rick, that ball got up in that wind, I believe. Again, we mentioned that wind blowing from first from the right field foul pole to the left field foul pole. And the left-hand batter, Andreas, slicing it a little bit to left center field, but more to the center fielder than the left fielder for sure, but it's just slicing and sliced away from the center fielder. Here's Zach Dillon, the first baseman. He's got a runner at third base now and a 2-0 lead. Dillon hitting just under 300, 23 of 77 at 299. Pitch to him is a ball high.
Middle infield is drawn in. Shortstop, second base on the edge of the infield, on the grass, whereas the first and third, they're back in normal positions.
The pitch, 1-0, foul back.
And they move in as the pitch comes in.
Well, I think Danvers is in their head right now, to be honest with you, because, I mean, there was a little bit of buzz that Danvers was going to kind of lay the ball down in this game and get it into play. But now they are playing in, because they have the runner at third base trying to prevent that run from scoring.
Yeah, now the infield is completely drawn in. Nobody out.
Yeah, nobody out, yeah. Two runs in, runner at third base for Danvers, leading 2-0 here, top of the first inning in Brockton. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball to second. Second baseman in, holds the runner, throws to first for the out.
Excellent play. Excellent play by Vieira at second. So that's first put out of the game. And again, he was drawn in, Vieira was, and made the easy play.
We have an error charged on the pitcher on that throw to second base, a scoring error. We'll have to figure that out here. The runner's at second and third. But I guess that really doesn't impact the scoring at all. Here's Jordan DiDonato. Right-hand batter, first right-hand batter for Danvers, hitting .348. Does have a home run this year, 24 of 69. Third year starting in the outfield in the state championship game. Right-hand batter takes outside corner for a strike.
Man, that was a bender. Whew, mercy.
Nothing in two to DiDonato. There's one out here and a runner at third base. Runner, the third baseman in tight, pitch just misses outside. A single, a walk, a triple. And that's where we're at here in the first inning. Pitch is in the dirt a little bit outside, and DiDonato takes for ball two.
Yeah, everything's been outside to DiDonato, or at least on the outside part of the plate.
We were told Arruda not overpowering, and he does not have that blazing speed, such as the pitcher they faced last year from Dighton from Hoboth. Here's a line drive foul off to the right and out of play. The fan did not make a good play on that.
And the groan from the Greater New Bedford crowd. Tried to one-hand it.
It was a tough play.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for to one-hand that. I get that.
Especially having to stand up and go after it, yeah.
Yeah, I always see you, yeah. He's got his glasses, sunglasses on, cap backwards. Here is the 2-2. Swung on, line drive to the first baseman and caught. No advance possible by a Danvers runner.
Mathia.
Yeah.
With Jared Mathia, lightning quick glove, big guy over there at first base, and it was a hard hit ball.
Yeah, Mathia at the plate has been a strong hitter for this team of late. Here's Max Ball. He's hitting .297, just under 300 for the Falcons. Takes a strike on the outside corner, 19 hits this year.
From our vantage point, man, that ball looks way outside, so Danvers has got to cover that part of the plate. They're calling, this ump has been consistent, and that's where the catcher sets up.
Ground ball, second baseman to his left, has it. That would be Vieira, throws on to Mathia at first for the out. And the Falcons strand a runner at third base after getting two runs in, putting a runner at third base with nobody out. They get two and lead after a half inning, 2-0 over Greater New Bedford.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever you plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber. We measure up.
Dad. Danvers taking the field here in the bottom of the first inning, and Greater New Bedford coming up trailing 2-0 in this game. Danvers scoring two runs in the top half of the first inning. Loic Dowd with a leadoff single. Tommy Mento walked. Matt Andreas tripled the two runs in, but he did not come home from third with nobody out. A ground out, a line out, and another ground out ended the inning for the Falcons. So here we are, bottom of the first inning. And Justin Roberto is on the mound for Danvers. 4 wins, 2 losses, 1.35 ERA in 36 innings of work for the Falcons. 24 strikeouts. And, you know, they have all their pitchers available to the Falcons today. So if Roberto gets in trouble, they have a bullpen they can go to.
Yeah, I think everybody's available today. This ends it.
Here's James Estrella, the center fielder up. Bats from the left side. Danvers playing pretty well straight away everywhere here. Center fielder in maybe a step to left field against the left-hand hitter. A lot of left-hand batters here early going here. First pitch to him is a strike from Roberto. You got Dylan at first base. Mento at second for Danvers. Olzak at short. Turner at third. Paul in left. And DiDonato in center. And the right fielder is Dowd. Pitch swung on and fouled back to the netting.
You know, I'm looking at where DiDonato is playing, Bill, and I don't think the New Bedford center fielder was in much further than that, was he?
No, he wasn't in much further than that, but this is their leadoff batter.
Right.
Matt Andreas is
right.
The number three batter, and a little more power, I would think.
Yep.
Pitch fouled straight back. Still 0-2.
Well, we'll have to see where he plays next time Andreas comes up.
But I would say, though, if a left-hand batter does kind of slice it a bit, it could be a little tricky to track down if he gets it in that gap between center and left. With that wind blowing mm-hmm. from right to left. Roberto straight on with a pitch to the plate, and he misses just low.
A very vocal crowd on the New Bedford side. Very vocal, and the players all chipping in to root on their teammate.
Just a perfect day for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
About 70 degrees. We've got the breeze here. Some in the sunshine. A pitch misses down low, ball two, and we're even at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Shadows up. Beginning to creep toward the backstop. Not there yet.
The 2-2 pitch on its way. Swung on a miss. Strike three. Estrella goes down. A swinging strikeout. And there's one out here in the bottom of the first inning. And here is Noah Rivera.
Third baseman, number 21, Noah Rivera.
Rivera hitting about 400. Right-hand batter. Looks like he's a very strong batter at the plate as well. The number two hitter takes high and away for ball one.
Yeah, he squeezes the bat. He's got it cocked over his shoulder, almost parallel to the ground.
Yeah. Roberto pitches. Gets a strike over. Evening the count at a ball and a strike.
Well, the pitcher, that's a pitcher's friend today, is that outside part of the plate.
The 1-1. Swung on, fouled in the air, back to the netting. And Roberto goes up on the count, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rob Massey is our official scorer today, keeping us posted. Thank you, Rob. Here comes the 1-2. It's in the dirt. Ball two.
Nice stadium. Would you say this is comparable to Fraser Field?
Oh, yeah.
Is it similar, yeah?
Oh, no, I mean, it's...
yeah.
Well, and it's the whole structure in the back behind, you know, the seating is
mm-hmm.
all much newer than the...
Yeah, brand new,
Fraser
but I mean, the field is similar, and it's...
Well, what I like about Fraser, here's the pitch, line drive, ground ball, past second base and into center field. Rivera, give him credit. He reached for a pitch with two strikes on him and was able to deliver sort of a three-quarter swing and hit it on the ground past the mound and out over second base
mm-hmm.
and into center field for a single.
Solid shot, and... Roberto couldn't quite get his glove down in time, and then it just scooted on out. It was a line drive to the mound, and it bounced there and went on out in the center.
Here's Tyler Arruda. He's the pitcher, right-hand batter. Arruda, a very strong batter himself.
Rivera has a good lead.
Pitch to the plate is a ball.
Quick throw to first, and Rivera was attentive over there.
Arruda is headed to UMass Boston to play baseball.
Let's see how aggressive GNB is now.
Justin Roberto pitches to the plate. Ground ball off him, out to second. Ball not handled there by Mento. And everybody's safe.
Wow. The makings of a double play. And Mento really made a terrific play to get to the ball because it was smashed. But then it just bounced off the heel of his glove and away from him toward shortstop.
That could have been a 1-4-6-3 double play if he had fielded it, or it could have been a 1-4-3 double play. But it was crisply hit, as you mentioned, to second base, but off the pitcher, Roberto himself. So now, one out, two on, runners at first and second, and here's Andrew Matos, the shortstop, right-hand batter as well.
That say error or hit? I can't tell.
I think that would have to be an error.
It's an error.
Yeah, pitch is high for a ball. Still a kind of a ball that might have had a little bit of spin on it as it went off the pitcher and out to second base. Still had a lot of steam on it as
tough
it
play.
Glanced off the pitcher. There's a throw to first base. Runner is just back.
Whoa.
That was close with Dylan slapping the tag on him at first base.
That was a timing play by Signal because Dylan was way off the bag almost in right field. And then the timing play came in. He went to first. But the runner, Arruda, was just able to get his hand on the bag.
The pitch down and away and for a ball. No advancing by the runners. A nice block by Matt Andreas behind the home plate, behind the dish.
Yeah, so GMB's got something going now with two runners on and only one out, bottom of the first.
Dylan has a... Roberto has allowed seven earned runs this year. Runner at second base. From the stretch now, the pitch to the plate, they squared a bunt, but he takes a strike.
You know something, I'm telling you. Andreas had to backhand that thing way off to his right. And again, it's a strike. I can't see the plate because the ump and Andreas are right there. But another one that looked to be way outside to a right-handed hitter.
There's a throw to second base. Runner is back. Now, the scoreboard has it at 3-0, but I thought he waved a strike. Rang a strike up. Right now, the scoreboard has it at 3 balls, no strikes.
Yeah, he did. Well, maybe it was a ball.
So we'll see what happens here. Everyone was upset at that strike.
Well, the umpire raised his hand.
There's
another
strike.
One. Now, apparently that's...
Now, it could be 2-2 here, or it could be what the scoreboard says, 3-1.
No, he said 2-2.
Yeah.
The ump said 2-2.
It is 2-2. Maybe he noticed the scoreboard. Mm-hmm. Here's the pitch. Swung on foul straight back.
Now that
remains.
That's funny. The batter had to lunge for that one, Matos, because it was in the same place where Andreas had to backhand it for the strike, and the batter... went after it. I think you sort of have to. You got to protect the outside of the plate. Both teams do.
Matos at the plate for Greater Bridgewater. Runners at first and second. They're down 2-0. There's a line drive foul just past first base. Just past Dylan.
That could have been trouble.
Woo! Again, putting the... You're seeing some good hitting by this Greater Bridgewater team because... New Bedford team, excuse me. Greater New Bedford because they are... down with the two strikes, they're being a bit defensive, but putting the bat on the ball. Not swinging and missing. The pitch. In the dirt. Boxed by Andreas. The runner is advanced. He can't make a throw. Didn't get up too far away from him. He dashed off to his left side. The pitch was low. Could be a wild pitch. Runners do advance here.
So now Coach Roger Day will bring his infield in.
It is a pass ball. Scored a pass ball. And the pitch is swung on in the air to left field. Might be deep enough to bring a run home. Fly ball is caught out there by Paul. Here's the throw toward the plate. The runner tags, and he comes home safely. Sacrifice fly by Matos.
Nicely done. Properly played and left by Paul.
Right,
pretty deep.
Right now, that... run is unearned. We'll see how it plays out. There is one run in here, and there are two outs. Justin Roberto on the mound for Danbridge with a runner at second baseman. The throw was cut off before it came from the left fielder, Paul, in his throw to the plate. Here's Jared Methia, the first baseman, right-hand batter. Methia's been on a tear, by the way, of late for this New Bedford team. Batting about .500 of late into the playoffs, so he's got a kind of a bright orange bat. Right-hand batter, slightly open stance, and the pitch to him. Foul, hit on the air, diving catch by the first baseman, Dylan, in foul territory. It was a line drive, a medium line drive, sliced off his bat, the right-hand batter, the first baseman charged over the foul line into foul territory, dove and made a catch with the glove right on the grass. for the out to retire the side. Great play there by the first baseman, Zach Dillon of Danvers, to end the first inning. It's a one-run game. Danvers leading Greater New Bedford by the score of 2-1 at the end of one. Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodright double-hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plastow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Welcome back to Brockton. I'm Bill Newell with Rick Moore and Marty Smith for the Massachusetts Division II State Championship baseball game between Danvers and Greater New Bedford. Our two head coaches, Roger Day for Danvers High School, Rick Avila for the Bears of Greater New Bedford. Two runs for the Falcons, in the first inning.
Something to think about here, Bill, in the early going. Each of these starting pitchers has thrown over 23 pitches in just the first inning, and the teams are getting the bats on the ball.
Who's keeping a pitch count?
I am.
Who's keeping a pitch count?
Nice job. Ted Valancourt is up, the DH, hitting 268 this year. Takes outside for ball one from Tyler Arruda in his second inning of work here for the Bears.
If I could get someone to keep shots on goal in hockey, that would be... Marty, I may have to hire you.
We're in the away half of the second inning. The 0-1 is... the 1-0 is rather over for a strike, and the count is even at a ball and a strike.
Yeah, now Estrella is pretty deep in center field.
A little deeper now,
yeah.
This inning. The pitch two is hit on the ground, a chopper to second base. Big hop, fielded there by Vieira. Throw on to first in time. You knew that ball was going to be a little bit of trouble. It took that hop in the infield grass and popped up in the air, and Vieira had to reach up almost about cap high to field it and throw onto first base for the out. We talked about Fraser Field in here. Fraser Field is all turf on the infield. Even though they have the color of the dirt, It's all turf on the infield grass at Fraser Field, which is kind of neat. There's a Zach Turner is up, and he takes the first pitch and fouls it off the third baseline. He's hitting 351, 20 hits this year. In 57 at-bats, does have a home run. Right-hand batter, third baseman. One strike pitch, high for ball one.
Yeah, and it's all natural stuff here.
Yes, right.
The groundskeepers were out wetting the field down before the game started, and it dried up immediately. That's pretty neat. It looks like it's in great shape.
1-1 is high for ball two. Here in the seats here, they have nice seats. Kind of reminds me a little bit of La Lasher a little bit, but they have these luxury boxes up above. I assume they're luxury boxes. They may be, and a bunch of other booths up here. As a ground ball hit to short, several hops, fielded there by Matos. Long throw on to first in time. Dug out there by Methia for the out.
1-2-3.
Yeah,
oh, only one, two. Yeah, right.
There are 12 luxury boxes, Bill, sponsored by the Harbor One Bank.
Really?
They ring the upper level here. The place opened in 2002.
You know?
So 4,750 is the listed capacity.
Okay. Anthony Olzak is up. Shortstop for this Danvers team. Takes a strike. Olzak is hitting 293, has 17 hits on the season. Right-hand batter. And the pitch to the plate is a curve biting the outside part of the plate for a strike. Off-speed pitch.
That was telegraphed. You could tell that one was coming, but no offer by the batter. Again, on that outside part of the plate.
The pitch. Right, strike here. Three called.
Same place. Fastball.
Nothing across for Danvers here in the top half of the second inning. Middle of two here in the state championship Division II game in Brockton. It is Danvers 2, Greater New Bedford 1 here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Roger Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
Many.
It's the bottom of the second inning, and Kevin Santiago, the catcher, will be leading things off for Greater New Bedford. Right-hand batter, Justin Roberto, in his second inning of work for the Falcons. The Danvers right-hander, 4-2 on the year, with a 1.35 earned run average, gave up an unearned run in that first inning. Here is the pitch to Santiago. He backs back out of the plate.
And D. Donato has been positioned way over toward right center.
And the pitch to the plate, first one here in the bottom of the second, is low. We probably, there is some question whether the error should have been assessed in that inning or not. If not, it would be an earned run. But that's just a scoring technicality. Here's a ground ball, second baseman Mento knocks it down and can't make a play on it as he ranges towards right side out near second base. He had to range to his right side, and the ball, you know, it is a grass surface here, and it took a hop, and the runner, Santiago, is on. Probably a base hit. Nope, they're calling that an error. Here's Andrew Vinagre, the right fielder, right-hand batter, squares to bunt, takes high pitch, throw down to second, first base, goes out into right field, but it's backed up nicely by the right fielder, Dowd. Loic Dowd throws it in. Runs it in, too.
That's a tremendous play by the right fielder, Bill, because that ball was way overthrown at first base. But, again, the runner was diving back in, Santiago, so he had no chance to get up and boogie on down a second as, again, right fielder Dowd making a clean play, bringing it back into the infield, backing up to first baseman.
Vinagre squares to bunt, bounce it back out to the mound. There's a throw to second base, out there. Throw on to first, not in time. Good play there by Justin Roberto to throw the batter or the runner out at second base on the bunt attempt.
What is that, 1-6?
Yeah.
First baseman. That was a terrific play by the pitcher. As second baseman was charging in, everybody was coming in for the bunt, but the pitcher made the play.
Here is Corey Vieira, the second baseman, going up against Roberto. And, of course, it's always beneficial to keep a runner out of scoring position. So a great play, bang, bang play, and nearly a double play, but it was a bunt. So it's sometimes hard to double up somebody on a bunt. There's a swinging slow grounder to third. The only play is to first. Throw on there in time. The runner advances onto second base. So Vieira grounds out. Turner to first. Dillon, the first baseman. Zach Turner fielding the ball at third. And the runner moves on to second base. That's Vinagre. And Cameron Massa is up.
That was a tough play. I'm a high hopper, but a lot of spin on it, and with the runner moving, but good play getting the batter out with Vinagre going on down to second.
This is the number 9 batter in the order. Line drive, center field, base hit. Runner turning third, being waved on. He hesitates, the throw to the plate, not in time. He slides in safely. A relay throw from the infield came in just late, and Vinagre was able to score. And we're tied at 2. Well, Massa, the number 9 hitter, delivering a single to center field. It looked like the runner Vinagre got the green light at third base. I'm not sure if he ran past the sign. I didn't think so. But then it looked like he hesitated once he rounded third, but then poured it on and was able to beat the throw.
The one thing you don't do is you don't think. If he says go, go. And it looked like he thought about it for a second.
Yeah. Here is the leadoff batter, James Estrella. Struck out swinging to start the game. Left-hand batter with a runner at first and two outs. Pitch to him is fouled straight back, strike one.
And even though the runner scored from second on the long hit to center field, because the center fielder hit the cutoff man, the play came to the plate so quickly, the batter who got the RBI, Vinagre, Massa, is held at first base.
One strike pitch on its way from Roberto to Estrella. Takes outside or inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Yeah, that would be an unearned run, Rob's telling us, and it's right.
Love
and
technology.
There's a strike called. We have a direct line with the official score. Just a couple of doors down. Two doors down. One ball, one strike. Left-hand batter, Estrella, swings, ground ball, up over second base, into center field. Just beyond the second baseman, Mento, who was running hard to his right side. Couldn't come close to that one. It's a base hit, but the runners stop at first and second, respectively. So this Greater New Bedford team pecking away at Justin Roberto here. Two runners on with two outs.
Third hit for the Bears.
Here's Rivera. He singled in the first inning, scored a run. He's batting again here in the second inning, right-hand batter. Runners at first and second in a tie game. We're tied at two here from Brockton. Great to have you with us. The pitch to Rivera is way outside. Nice stop there by Matt Andreas, the catcher. I'd like to remind folks to listen on Thursdays to Connections here on MSO News Sports. Great show today. A lot of good guests. Check it out. It's all posted up there, Rick, so folks could listen
yes,
to it.
Yes, it
right?
is.
Yeah.
A lot about Sail Boston on there today. You'll get plenty of information. Bill and I got to talk to a couple of people with all kinds of stuff for you.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard these tall ships or whatever they are coming in, and we're aware of it here on the website. That's great.
Looks like a time warp.
Yeah. So they will be visible off some North Shore, like Swampscott, Nahat, those kinds of areas, Revere. There's a throw to second by the pitcher. Runner easily back, fielded by Mento, the second baseman for Danvers. Paul in left, DiDonato in center, Dowd in right for Danvers. Matt Andreas behind the pitch, the plate rather, and the pitcher, Roberto, throws and is swung on, spilled foul into the seats to the right.
I was amazed. You were talking to the president of Tall Ships America, and there's a brand new tall ship that was built, I guess, down in South America that he was raving about.
Yeah.
I didn't know they still made them.
I know. And they're such a big deal, too. Here's a swing and a pop-up. This could be trouble, though. Short center field. Center fielder DiDonato coming in, has a run on it, beat on it, and has the ball. That looked like it was going to be an easy out at first, but then it was beyond the infielders, and DiDonato stayed with it and looked up into that kind of milky sky and made the catch to retire the side. So Rivera goes out on a fly out to center field, and we're done through two, but we're tied at two here on MSO News Sports in the D2 State Championship baseball game.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel not just on the playing field, but in the classroom as well. Male and female winners are chosen each month. All student athletes must be nominated by their coaches. Nominations for the program are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com. Youngsters who are nominated must have a B average or better. Monthly winners are then eligible to be selected as Student Athletes of the Year. Yearly winners and their families are recognized at a luncheon at the Salem Country Club held in early June. Please remember, all youngsters playing a varsity sport at any high school on the North Shore, public, private, or parochial, are eligible.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Welcome back to Brockton. I'm Bill Newell with Marty Smith and Rick Moore. A couple of notes here. The Agganis All-Star Week starts on Sunday, June 25th, with the awards ceremony at Manning Field, and then followed by the softball and baseball games from Fraser Field in Lynn. Then that Monday, June 26th, it's the basketball classics at Classical High School. Tuesday, soccer at Manning Field. Wednesday is lacrosse at Manning Field. And Thursday is the Harry Classic, Harry Agganis All-Star football game. Thursday of that week. Here's Loic Dowd, who singled to start the game. It seemed like a while ago now. Takes a strike.
Well, it looked like Danvers was going to pull out early, as they do sometimes. And they did. They got the quick 2-0 lead. But GNB came back with one in each of the first two innings.
The pitch from Tyler Arruda is hit on the ground to second. Two hops there, fielded by Vieira, and throws Loic Dowd out. So Dowd 1-for-2. He scored the first run in today's game. Tommy Mento is up, the second baseman. Walked and scored a run also in the first inning.
That's the fourth assist already here by the second baseman for Greater New Bedford.
We're in the third inning, tied at 2. Danvers and Greater New Bedford here on MSO News Sports. Pitch is outside to Mento, left-hand batter. Got some seniors playing in their 15th postseason game for the Falcons here.
Imagine that. That's incredible.
Congratulations. Thanks to our two ADs here, Andy St. Pierre for Danvers and Ryan Methia from Greater New Bedford. Pitches high to Mento. Two balls and no strikes. Mento waits, and here it is, a strike. Hitting the outside part of the plate. You can always email us. We do have an email link on the top right-hand corner of our webpage, msonewsports@gmail.com. We always like to hear from you. Pitch is taken for a strike two.
He's got a weird delivery when he throws that curveball. He kind of snaps the ball behind his head, and you can see it, but riding in on the left-handed batter.
And the 2-2 pitch, off speed. Oh, this one hit him. Mento gets hit. And all of a sudden now, we've got a protest here from...
I think that's might have happened the first time, Bill.
Rick Avila, the coach for Greater New Bedford, is out talking to the umpire. We had no objection at all when it appeared that a Danvers batter was hit by a pitch earlier, but was just called a ball. Now the two umpires are consulting.
So I would imagine the protest would be you didn't try to get out of the way.
Tommy Mento, and I didn't think that was the case in either one of these things, that you didn't try to get out of the way.
The ball's coming at your head, you tend to freeze a little bit sometimes.
Well, Mento is
right at him.
Mento will stay at first base, hit by a pitch. One out here, and here is Matt Andreas. Andreas had the big hit in today's game so far. The big triple to left center field, left-hand batter. Andreas, really the one of the strongest batters on this Falcon team, coming in hitting 365, and he's only gone up from there. Takes a strike that just hits the outside black of the plate.
Now look
at the knees.
Look where Estrella is. He's practically on the warning track.
Oh yeah, the center fielder Estrella in a far different spot than he was to earlier in today's game. Yeah, I don't think, well, Andreas would have to really stroke it to get it past Estrella now.
All right, the fence is 403 out there, and he's probably out there at about 390.
Yeah, this is the deep as we've seen him. Well, you live and learn, I guess, right? The pitch to Andreas is outside corner for a strike. Nothing in two to the Danvers catcher. Looks down at his third base coach, Bob Boys. What a great guy. What a coaching staff these guys have. Roger Day and Bob Boyce. Now time is called, and the umpire looks down over to out to third base. Not sure what he called time for. Mm. But it is no balls and two strikes to the batter, Matt Andreas, with one out and one on. The runner at first base, Tommy Mento. Mento leads away from first. The swing is hit in the air. The ball to the left, foul, out of play behind us.
Way up by the light stanchions, up... near the bottom row of the lights. And Bob Boys is a frequent flyer on Monday nights on North Shore Sports Night. We really appreciate it. He always talks up his team, but always gives credits to the opposition's kids, too.
Absolutely. Runner leads from first. The pitch to the plate. Line drive out into left field, base hit between short and third. A one-hop line drive fielded by Massa, the left fielder. The runner, Mento, advances to second base, and Andreas ends up at first base with another base hit. He's 2 for 2 on the day, a triple and a single. Hit 2 RBIs off of that triple in
first
the first inning. Here's Zach Dillon, the first baseman.
Dillon.
Grounded out to the second baseman in the first inning. Dillon hitting just under 300 coming into today's game. Right-hand batter. Runners lead away. The pitch to the plate. Slow curve. Strike one.
It's that backhanded strike. Catcher backhanding it, and it's a strike. It's gotta be my vantage point that I. But I'm just amazed that the catchers are backhanding them and they're calling strikes. It's kind of weird.
One pitch is a little bit high for a ball. One ball, one strike to Zach Dillon. So Danvers opened up the game with a single and a walk, Dowd and Mento, and then a triple by Matt Andreas, driving them in. But that's where Andreas ended the inning at third base. Fly ball hit out to right field. Benagre there, fields it, runner tags at second. Mento heading to third. Here comes the throw, not in time. Throw is out to the left field side of the bag at third. And the runner from third, Mento, does go to third. Dillon is out on the fly ball to right field. Andreas is not able to advance from first to second on a fly ball to right field. And so Danvers now has runners at the corners with two outs. And here is Jordan DiDonato. Now, this is the guy that they would want up right now, the way he's been playing been batting of late. He had a line drive to the first baseman to end that inning. Rather, for the second out in the first inning. So he hit the ball hard his first time up. Right-hand batter going up against Tyler Arruda, right-hand pitcher. First pitch. Ball, throw back to the mound. The runner goes uncontested. Andreas gets into second base.
Yeah, they didn't even cover.
Yeah, uncontested, but runners at second and third now. We're just working on DiDonato here. The pitch to him. Line drive out at the right
up
center field. Will it fall? Right fielder going over. Makes the catch.
Nice catch. Nice catch by Vinagre. Good jump on it. And the ball did carry. Was held up there by the wind. They put it away. That was a threat. It goes by the boards.
Falcons leave two runners on. Gone 2.5. We're tied at 2. Danvers and Greater New Bedford in the state title game.
NewsSports.com is known for connecting North Shore sports fans with local sports newsmakers. Features on teams and players. Exclusive video interviews following the big games. Live event coverage such as high school football, basketball, hockey, and baseball. Live video coverage of the Gloucester Fiesta. MSO also connects you to the area news leaders, mayors, state representatives, state senators, town administrators, city and town elected officials, business leaders, and more. Entertainment features. Follow us on Twitter or Facebook at MSO News Sports. Email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. Leave a voice message anytime, 978-325-3638. Stay connected to your North Shore neighbors by simply clicking on msonewsports.com.
We would like to thank all of our sponsors for the 2016-17 sports season as we kind of cap it off here this afternoon in Brockton for the Danvers State Championship baseball game against Greater New Bedford. Tight one. We're tied at 2 here as Greater New Bedford Bears getting ready to bat in the bottom of the third inning against Justin Roberto of Danvers High School.
That popcorn smell good? You getting a whiff of it?
Yeah, a little bit maybe.
Mm. Where would we go with the hamburgers? Oh, it's in Danvers. It's at Twy Field where you smell the hamburgers wafting up, I believe. Oh, or is it Masco? I get so confused.
I don't know about that, yeah.
Masco,
so, Justin Roberto is on the mound, and here's Tyler Arruda, the pitcher for Greater New Bedford at the plate. The number 3 batter in their lineup takes a pitch in tight for ball 1 from Roberto. The next pitch is hit on the ground sharply off of third base. Foul. 1-1. Andy St. Pierre, the athletic director at Danvers High School, has joined us here. Andy, how are the kids? Everybody okay?
Kids are good. My kids are good. The high school kids are good. Everyone's good.
Now you got the youngsters here at the game here today. Well, what do you think? This is Danvers jumped off to that early 2-0 lead. It never as easy as it looks at times, is it?
You know what? It's two good teams. It's two of the best teams in the division. It's going to be a good game, and it should be. And I think you get what you paid for right now. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be back and forth right to the very end.
Arruda takes one outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. So, Andy, how would you characterize this Danvers season?
You know, they just had people step up all year. There was no lead horse, so to speak, that they've had in the past that sort of led the way. Everyone was stepping up once in a while.
Here's Arruda lining a single into left field down the line for a base hit. Fielded well out there by Max Paul at the left fielder. Throws on into the infield. And the Bears here have the first batter on with nobody out. And Andrew Matos, the shortstop, is coming up. Arruda had reached on an error earlier in the game, and Matos had a sacrifice fly to score their first run here in the first inning. So Matos is up. Yeah, they didn't have the superstar that they've had in the past either.
No, but they had enough people contributing who were producing throughout the year, which is nice to have. Pitching and hitting in the field as well, all aspects.
And a throw over to first base with the second baseman Mento charging. No pitch to the plate. What about at school? We're talking about this athletic season a little bit with you here in a moment, but school's winding down, isn't it?
It's winding down, yeah, a few more weeks. You know, it's been a long year, but it's been a really good year, athletically and otherwise. We're very lucky.
Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's low and away for a ball.
And we graduated a bunch of good student-athletes last weekend. We're sad to see them go, but, you know, very grateful for what they've done for this town and this community, and wish them the best. And hopefully we can get them a championship here tonight.
The pitch is grounded out to second base. Shovel to second. Safe there. Everybody's safe. So runners will be at first and second. We'll see how they score that. Ball hit out to second base crisply out to Mento. They had a shot once, and the ball wasn't held either by the shortstop. So now the Falcons kind of gather at the mound. I will say that Roger will probably say, when you look at a couple of miscues here by the Falcons, that this isn't their typical defensive game in the last 2 weeks, for sure.
No, it's definitely not. But the team's resilient, and, you know, when they make a few errors or plays like that, you know, hopefully they come back and make it right on the other end.
The first baseman.
Yeah, they're calling that an error on the second baseman. So Matthew, the first baseman, is up. He lined out to the first baseman. Great play there by Zach Dillon to end that first inning, as a matter of fact. So Mathia is up with runners at first and second. Nobody out. There's a throw to second base. Runner is back easily. Any highlights, Andy, you want to share? I'm kind of putting you on the spot, and there's so many during the course of the school year, but
It's hard to even pick one. You know, spring is so fresh in my mind, you know, softball and baseball.
Let's leave it at that. Yeah, let's springtime, yeah.
Girls tennis was actually a nice story, too. They won the first NEC title since, I believe, 1995.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been a long time, so it's really great for those girls and Coach Amy Ladd doing a great job with that team in their second year.
Matthew takes a strike, nothing and one to the right-hand hitter for Greater New Bedford. The next one is hit on the ground, out over second base, into center field. The second baseman Mento was shaded way to first. Here comes the runner to the plate. No throw. And Greater New Bedford leads 3-2. Arruda scores. Mathia with an RBI. Matos moves on to second base. Runners will be at first and second with nobody out. And Kevin Santiago, the catcher, is coming up.
That was a good piece of hitting right there by him.
Yeah.
The hole on the right side.
Had the second baseman moving to his left on a call. Here comes Coach Roger Day out for a huddle and conference at the mound as everyone from the infield goes to the mound. Yeah, and coaches of the year, too, Andy. You had a few of those, I know, at the background last night.
Yep, I think we had six or so, which is great, throughout all seasons. A couple in the fall, a few in the winter, and then a couple in the spring, which is really great to see.
Hockey program, obviously, great story this year.
Yep, Coach Baldessari, he's got a good handle on those kids and that team and has a great idea of what he wants Danvers hockey to become again. And he went through the program in the 90s and
You know, a very strong history in that program specifically, and you know, had a little bit of a lull a year or two ago, but they're back at it. You know, they're gonna be there at the end of the day.
And Beverly, rather Danvers girls hockey co-oping with Beverly and Ipswich. Coach Seabury picked up Coach of the Year honors as well.
He does a great job. He's a great guy. You know, he works the kids hard. He's got a good system for him, and you know, he plays to his strengths.
Well, we're going to have a pitching change here for the Falcons as Justin Nadeau will be coming in, a left-hander. Nadeau had the 14-strike performance against Gloucester in the North Championship game on Saturday night out in Lowell, so he is coming in.
Yep, he's had an impressive year. You can throw him or Justin, they're interchangeable. You know, they're both very, very similar and effective in their own way.
And Roberto will go to third base to play there. And we mentioned earlier that everyone's available, and not a surprise to see another arm come in here, but I don't think Danvers wanted the arm to come in this early, that's for sure, here in the third inning.
No, they didn't, but you know what? They've got a few guys they can call on with a lot of confidence, and that's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
What happens when school gets out for the AD?
Take some time off, sort of clean up from the year, and get right back at it. You know, there's not a lot of downtime, which is nice, but I'll spend some time with the family, get away a little bit. Fall stuff is pretty much ready to go at this point. So, you know, it's a lot sort of cleaning up from the spring. It gets out of control towards the end, you know, with all the teams, especially when they keep winning. But it's a good time. It slows down. The kids are out of school, and, you know, you can hear yourself think for once.
You got a system going now that it's the end of your third year?
A little bit.
You feeling comfortable now?
I do. But thanks to Coach Day, I don't get the last 2 weeks off like everyone else has. You know?
Yeah, there you go.
Runs in the playoff, but yeah,
that's right.
It any other way. That's problem.
That's a good point. Here's Kevin Santiago up. Now facing Justin Nadeau, the left-hander, runners at first and second, nobody out, throw to first base. Zach Dillon fielding it there. No tag, runner back easily. Kevin Santiago reached on an error in the second inning. Nadeau from the stretch, the left-hander delivers to the plate, swung on, popped up, second baseman Mento going back, fields it. Cat made the catch in the infield, dirt actually, for the first out. And here is Vinagre, grounded reached on a fielder's choice. That was that bunt attempt that actually Roberto made a very nice play on. Roberto goes out of the game after throwing 45 pitches in today's game. So Vinagre, a right-hand batter, Vinagre rather, and he takes a ball from the Danvers left-hander.
What do we have, just one out, I think?
Yes, one out.
Just the one.
And the pitch. Some changes, too, in Danvers for the school leadership coming up for next year, too, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a very different place. But you know what, Mr. Stroud and Mrs. A, they've done an unbelievable job here for so many years in town, and I think people really appreciate what they've been able to bring to this school. And their support for me personally in the last 3 years has been unbelievable. And they go out of their way for these kids. They go to so many events throughout the year. You know, they support the coaching staff. And everything we do, they're there and are there to support. And I don't think a lot of districts have that type of support. So I'm really grateful and sad to see them go.
Pitch is a ball. Now here's the 3-0 pitch. It's over for a strike. And the count is 3-1. Nadeau, the left-hander, in relief here for Danvers.
These guys keep the pressure on, huh?
Oh my gosh, yeah. They kind of remind me of Danvers, yeah. What they're doing here today. The pitch is a strike two called, and the count goes full. 3-2 to Vinagre.
Any comments on the prep game, St. John's Prep, St. John's Shrewsbury?
I kind of followed on Twitter a little bit. You know, Shrewsbury is really good. That pitcher is pretty strong that they had going last night. So.
There's a ground ball foul.
But the, you know, the prep, they're always going to be in it.
Oh, yeah.
The teams are always going to be in it. It's a tough road for them to come down here. When they come down 17, 18 times in 2 years? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, good for them for being in it and
and competing. You know, they didn't make it easy, that's for sure.
They need to get a hybrid bus to save on some gas there at the prep.
Why don't they just get a hotel room and stay down here?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe build one less field or stadium or something like that. Yeah. There's a pop-up in the infield. Very, very high shortstop, or third shortstop has it. That'd be Olczak.
They threw a few bleachers up on the baseball field. They just stay home.
That's right. That's got to be their next project, right?
So
two outs here. Two pop-outs, actually, here. Pop up to the second baseman, pop out to the shortstop, and here's Corey Vieira, grounded out to the third baseman his first time up. But it's all different now as Nato, the left-hander, is on the mound here for the Falcons. Coming in with one run in and two runners on, and now there are two outs here in the third inning, and Greater New Bedford leading by the 3-2 count. Denver's trying to put a stop to this right now and come back up and try to put some runs on the board. Here's the pitch. It's inside or low for a ball. Well, Andy, anything else you want to share with us? Andy St. Pierre, the athletic director at Danvers High School.
Well, I just thank you guys for covering our sports year in and year out. Not just us, the whole conference, the whole area. You know, it's great to have a relationship with you guys and see familiar faces at a lot of our games.
Yeah, well, thank you. Great going over to Danvers. Pitch is fouled back. Out of play.
Our two fan buses got here a little earlier than 2 years ago, I noticed.
That's good.
They were here, I think, in the second or third. Last time it was
there. There's a ball hit in the air out to right field near the line. The right fielder is over, and Dowd makes the catch to retire the side.
What the year he's having. Lowell Dowd, sophomore. He's a talented kid.
Yeah, let's talk about him for a moment, because I actually did not know this story until I read it in the Matt Williams Salem News story today. A transfer from Montreal. And it's funny because I was just telling the story earlier, Andy, that I remember going over and I saw you at the fieldhouse in the early first day of spring practices, right? Show up and everyone's inside because there's snow outside. And that's when Roger kind of the very first day noticed this transfer student from Montreal has got a nice little baseball swing.
He's got a nice swing. He's got a good temperament, you know, and he fills a nice role for us as a leadoff hitter. He can get on base. He's a quiet kid. He's unassuming, but he's a ball player. You know, Coach Day loves that. You know, he can work with that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He has a bright future. He's got two more years. He has a really bright future with us.
Well, they're going to lose some players off of this year's team, aren't they, in a way, some seniors. And,
yeah, they're definitely losing some leadership. And like every sport, like every year, someone's got to step up. And in the 3 years I've been doing this, it's been a pleasant surprise every year. There's always been someone you don't expect to step up and make a change and have an impact. So, you know, we're going to miss those guys. How about their run they've had on this program? You know, three North titles and three championship games. That's unheard of. You know, probably won't happen again.
No.
And we'll miss them, but someone's got to step up. There's a lot of young guys chomping at the bit to get out there.
And I look at this, and I hate that, you know, who knows what sport is harder to kind of three-peat into a state title game, but I've got to think baseball is one of those tough ones because of the, you know, the crazy hop of a ground ball, a bang-bang play, you know, just seconds making a difference on a play here and there, you know, impacts things and whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you think of the reign he's had, Coach Dave, for 30 years, how good they've been, how good he is as a coach. They've won one state title, which is no slouch, you know, winning that one, but you'd think you'd win a couple more, but it's not that easy. It's really difficult. And seeing the two teams we lost to the last couple of years, it's phenomenal. I mean, teams are out there, if they get hot at the right time, forget about it.
All right. Well, Andy, great seeing you. Thanks for stopping
you
by.
As well. Thanks for having me.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, take care.
All right.
Thanks, Andy.
Andy St. Pierre, athletic director at Danvers High School. Max Paul is up, and the first pitch to him is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. There's a line drive caught by the shortstop off the bat of Max Paul. So Danvers continues to hit the ball relatively hard here, but not catching a few breaks. And you think of somebody that has caught some bad breaks here, Jordan DiDonato, who is somebody that they were really counting on because he stepped up big here in the last few weeks. He had a line out to the first baseman and hit a hard shot to the right fielder that he tracked down. And here is Ted Valancourt, the DH. Right-hand batter. And the pitch to him is hit on the ground up near second base. Shortstop over, fields it on the high hop, throws on to first in time for the out. Two quick outs here.
Valancourt 0 for 2. Big hop, too. Gift hop for the shortstop, Manos. Got that about chest high and was heading toward first base when he threw it. And, you know, we've seen Danvers get behind sometimes. Hi, Phil. And they hang in there.
Here is Zach Turner, third baseman, grounded out to the shortstop his first time up. Squares to bunt, takes a strike.
Sorry,
nothing
guys.
And one. Now, we just had Andy St. Pierre up, so I'm glad you didn't come up till just now.
Oh, all right.
So this is a perfect time.
I saw Jack Welch, the legend, outside.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, his former quarterback, Roger Day.
Oh, that's right.
They're still very close, and they play tennis quite a bit, and great to see Jack at, you know, I think Jack's 86 years old now, and good to see him out and about. You know?
Zach Turner just took a called third strike, and the inning ends 1-2-3 for the Falcons. We'll hang here. We have Phil Stacy with us, sports editor for the Salem News, and Valancourt line to the shortstop. Zach Turner, ground ball to the shortstop, and then Turner here with a called third strike taken. And now we're in the middle of the fourth inning, and the Greater New Bedford Bears are leading by the score of 3-2. This Greater New Bedford team, Phil, reminds me of Danvers in some ways, the way they're putting runs across the plate here.
I can see that. You know, I mean, Matt Williams and I watched them during infield, and we're thinking, how did these guys get to the North final? They just didn't look like they had a good infield. Sloppy, you know, difficult time getting balls, and then, you know, of course, Danvers comes out like a house of fire. Great triple to the gap there by Matt Andreas, and, you know, another case in point, left fielder didn't move. I'm thinking, hey, bud, you're going to go help your buddy out there in center field. Come on.
Did you notice where the center fielder was playing on that, too?
Yeah.
Way in on that play.
And
I mean, it was not Loic Dowd at the plate.
No. And at that point, you're thinking, this could get ugly fast. But I tell you what, these guys can hit. They all swing the bats really well. They hit it hard. Three errors for Danvers. That's extremely, and I'm going back 20-plus years now with Danvers. It's extremely rare to see them make three miscues like that. But, you know, these games in the last few years have just had a tendency. Murphy's Law, bad things seem to happen. I don't know why.
Well, Cameron Massa is up, going up against Nato, the left-hander in relief for Danvers here this afternoon. The Falcons are trailing 3-2. Massa of New Bedford spanks a ground ball, two hops. Mento way to his left, fields it, throws on to first for the out. Nice play there by Mento.
He needed that just for his confidence. I mean, he's had trouble in the infield this game. And I mean, of course, Tommy, great hockey player, 50-point scorer this year for the conference champions, but he needed that there.
James Estrella is up, the leadoff batter here. He has a struckout swinging in today's game and a base hit. Left-hand batter now against a left-hand pitching Justin Nato for Danvers. Lefty versus lefty. Takes a pitch outside.
You guys got a nice vantage point up here, huh?
This is not bad.
I like this, yeah.
It is nice,
like,
yeah.
Well, they used to call this like the crow's nest at some of those old stadiums.
Yeah, it's really good. Cool.
Got a couple of old crows here with me.
Yeah, that's all right. You know,
Geez, thanks.
The three-man booth works nicely. I like this.
Pitches away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes to Estrella, the center fielder.
And we can describe the shadow creeping toward the infield, you know. And
yeah, we're definitely down to that
the,
shadow.
Yeah, it's cooling. The cool in the stands in the shadow
bit,
now.
Yeah. I'm just glad that I got here in, I think it was about an hour and 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Compared to that ride, I felt like I was covering an MIA game in Wyoming last night.
Norwell, huh?
2 hours and 35 minutes was just... Ugh.
To drive there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, we left early. Got a chance to kind of soak in Brockton for a while here while everyone waited for everyone to show up. Here is ball four to Estrella. He walks with one out, and Noah Rivera is up, singled in. Flied out to center field.
Phil, you said something at the luncheon the other day, at the Moynihan Student Athlete Luncheon, that blew me away. You had Frank DeFelice, Frank Carey, and Roger Day in the same room. And you mentioned...
I think I said they had 1,500 wins between them. And I, you know, for curiosity's sake, I went back and looked it up. It's actually over 1,700. I didn't realize that Frank Carey won 700 games.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew it was over 500, but I didn't realize it was 700.
Noah Rivera waits at the plate, and now Nato kind of scratches around on the mound and is ready to pitch.
All from about a 15-mile radius.
Yeah, exactly. If that.
The pitch is a strike called. I have something I'd love to share that Phil said at the banquet, but I don't know if I can repeat it here. But No. I love the. You had the line of the day, though.
I didn't go blue at the banquet. I know. I know the one you're talking about. Yeah. No, that's good. You can say that.
I know I can. That's well, good. Phil Sheridan and his secretary or assistant, Kathy Strange, he referred to her as his work wife, so to speak. I've heard that done before. There's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Might have been not a foul tip. Either way, it's blocked by Andreas. I guess it wasn't a foul tip. And it looked like I might have hit off his neck a little bit here.
Yeah.
Kind of holding his neck. Takes his mask off. Looks like he's okay, though. I think they'll, he'll give him a little time here.
I think he just lost sight of the ball. But, you know, as most athletes do, even if they're hit, they're looking for the ball first. And then it kind of is a delayed reaction.
Yeah.
That, oh, yeah, I got hit too.
Well, so retiring AD Phil Sheridan from Peabody mentioned how he has his wife at home. He has Kathy at work. And they worked together for so long. And then you looked over at your boss, Karen Andreas,
yes,
and asked if you could have a work wife too at the Salem News.
And I
how have you done on that? It's been a few days.
How did it work?
There's a pitch that just misses.
I haven't had anyone with curlers come by my desk lately. So I think I followed that up by saying
there's a ground ball, a chopper to third, bat hop, and it goes off the shortstop Olzak. Here's the runner heading on to third base. The batter will advance to second, and runners will be at second and third with one out.
That's a tough play right there. I mean, I'm almost inclined to give him a hit.
Yeah.
That was a really bad hop. You think so, Marty?
It was. Okay. I think so, yeah. I would agree with that one.
Kind of bad luck right there, I think.
That was at a left-hand bat, exploding, a spinning, twisting kind of ball.
Yeah, and Olzak, like his two older brothers, is a pretty talented...
Yeah, E6, yeah.
Oh, they're saying E6?
Yeah, an E6. We talked about that. Oh, yeah, oh, no, you're right. I looked at... No, they said E6 here, and I thought that's a tough error. Yeah.
Yeah, still three errors. Now, is that an intentional walk right there that we just missed?
Yeah. So we got the bases loaded now.
Yeah.
With one out. And Nato with the infield in. And the shortstop, Andrew Matos, is up. Had a sacrifice and reached on an error.
Yeah, now I had mentioned to Matt Williams on that sacrifice fly, I thought he came about half an inch from mashing that ball. He had a great swing. And he got just a little bit under it on that. If you remember that fly ball he hit to left.
Matos?
Yeah. In the first inning.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like he was going to pulverize that thing, but he just got under it a little bit, so he obviously has some power.
Fouls the first pitch off. Here comes the one-strike pitch. Nope, throw to first base. Runner there is back. Bases are loaded up here, and Greater New Bedford already has a one-run lead. They lead 3-2 here, bottom of the fourth inning. State championship baseball game here on MSO News Sports. One-strike pitch. It gets past the catcher. A wild pitch. One run is in. Andreas runs back to the backstop to get it.
I'm telling you guys, Murphy's Law.
Yeah, this is funny.
Well, Coach Day mentioned in the pregame show how well they've been playing, getting better and better. And, you know, that's what you want to see. And, boy, everything's gone wrong for Danvers today.
Well, you know, I mean, you tend to say, hey, it's high school kids. You're on a big stage. It's a championship game. Nerves come in.
But, runners now, yeah.
But then again, it's Danvers, and they're so well drilled.
Yep.
And so, I mean, they go over every possible situation. So for this to happen, it's really bizarre.
There's a strike call. Runners at second and third, still the one out. And one of the things is that I think it was Matt Williams wrote this week, Phil, about experience. This is an experience. This team has been to this game 3 straight years. Now, here's the next one. Low, boxed well by Andreas.
I think one thing, though, guys, with maybe one exception, every ball has been smashed by GNB. They hit the ball hard, even on the infield.
Yep, that's right. And you know another thing that maybe we need to at least explore? You can practice until the cows come home.
Swan got a foul, and it's another strike, so it's 3-2, foul back.
But if you're used to winning 85% of the games like Danvers is, maybe when you actually get in a game situation where these things crop up, it's not as natural as it may be on the playing field to react in certain ways.
Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Nato got him.
Huge
two outs.
Strikeout. Huge.
Big strikeout because, again, they have intentionally walked a batter to get the bases loaded for a force out and a force out at the plate possibly, only to have a wild pitch score a run.
First baseman.
And that was scored a wild pitch. Here's Jared Mathia.
Do you have a link here to the official
score? We do.
Yeah,
we have
it
right here, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh?
Wait a minute. Are you impressed? You almost have that. I've never seen that look on your face looking at me that I'm impressed. I've never. They walked him. Walked another batter. Intentional walk. There's a look I've never seen from you, Bill.
No.
I'm impressed with this.
That is great. Yes, I am impressed. That's good stuff. That is good stuff.
Kevin Santiago is up after the intentional walk. The bases are loaded. This is the catcher. Reached on an error. Popped out to the second baseman. Right-hand batter. Bases jammed. Two outs. Pitch just inside. Whoa. Almost hit him.
Yeah.
Kind of skips out of the way of that.
Well, it's... You know, I'm not breaking any ground here. This is obviously the biggest at-bat of the game right here.
Well, and the walk to Mathia is probably wise. He's hit the ball really hard both times. He's a
line
big guy.
Line drive, center field, base hit, over second base. One runner is in. Center fielder playing shallow. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's off the mark. Two-run score. A two-run single by Kevin Santiago. And it's now a three-run lead for Greater New Bedford.
Four. 6-2.
Yep.
And would you have believed this in the top of the first inning if someone had told you?
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
It's going to be 6-2, but it would be Greater New Bedford. I mean, wow.
It's really turned around. And again, you know, the Bears are just hitting the cover off the ball.
Here's Benagre up, and he takes a ball. Benagre has reached on a fielder's choice and popped to the shortstop.
Now, I can't say this with certainty, but I am curious, trying to think back here. I don't know that Danvers has given up six runs in the playoffs before today.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the pitch. Ball hit in the air.
Uh-oh.
Down the left field line. Left fielder going after it, but it's well foul.
Yeah, well out of the park, too.
I mean, they had a shutout. I know they only gave up one run to Gloucester.
Well, they've given up four in the tournament.
There you go.
Okay. Total.
There you go. Okay.
So, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Two 1-run games, one shutout, and one 2-run game.
Marty was saying if it were an error on a recent play, then they haven't given up an earned run today.
Right, because
pitches
Roberto
outside.
Didn't give up an earned run.
And
so we were calling that a hit on that ball, the shortstop. They flashed it. Okay.
Well, again, they called it an error officially. I mean, that's a tough error call on a play like that. Here's the next pitch is a curveball fouled off to the right this time.
So this is an aberration, I would say. Very unusual. But still plenty of time to go, guys.
How many pitchers, Marty, has Arruda thrown so far today, flipping it over on the other side? There, 59? Yeah, okay. Are you impressed, Phil, that we know that?
No, I'm looking at my other. Did he only throw six pitches last inning? Because I hit 53.
Now I'm impressed with Phil. There's a swing and a foul pop out of play, third base side.
Benagre is getting way ahead of every pitch.
Well, I got told by several Danvers fans as I walked in here today, oh, the lacrosse guy is here. They said, hey, I was a baseball guy for about 25 years before I started taking over the lacrosse piece. So.
Here's the pitch. Inside.
That hit him.
And that hit him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Runners, they'll be held up. Matt Andreas knew it was a hit batsman. Everyone else thought the ball got past Andreas and was either a pass ball or a wild pitch. So the bases are loaded here after the hit by pitch. Here we're seeing hit by pitches too, Phil, here today. What happened on the very first hit by pitch we thought was a hit by pitch batter? Loic Dowd, the very first batter in the game, and they didn't call it a hit by pitch, if you remember. I know you were in
I think it went under his arm.
Oh, okay.
I think it went. I know right off the bat.
Yeah.
Second pitch of the game.
I thought it was. Okay. Makes sense. Well, now Greater New Bedford is battered around here in the fourth inning, and here's Corey Vieira. Right-hand batter with the bases loaded, two outs. Time is called by the home plate umpire. Didn't look like Vieira called it, but now he does step out of the box. And here comes Roger Day, the Danvers coach, out to the mound.
Now he has two other guys he can turn to. Teddy Valancourt, who's done some nice relief work for the Falcons. But an inning here, an inning there. I mean, he's not being asked to come get 9 or 10 outs. There is also the possibility the staff ace could be used. Now, Dean Borders hasn't pitched in 9 games. He's been injured, but he has been throwing well, according to Matt Williams, in practice. And he is ready today. Again, I wouldn't expect that they would tempt fate and use him for 3 innings. Maybe to get an out, maybe to get 2 outs. But we can see somebody down in the bullpen.
Yeah, it's a hit.
That was a hit.
So it was a hit, the play at shortstop in this inning, not an error. And the ball was a classic, really bad hop.
Yes.
Spinning, explosive, and then changed direction ground ball at the shortstop, Olczak.
And that is Teddy Valancourt warming up down in the bullpen for Danvers.
Vieira at the plate, the pitch to him. Swung on, ground, line drive, shortstop. Olczak has it. And that's it here in the fourth inning. But they put 3 more up on the board and lead 6-2 at the end of 4 full innings. We'll keep it right here, Phil, because
yeah.
I don't know if you have to run back, but how about the Ipswich lacrosse team? You were down there last night. The
crazy.
Beverly lost, but the Ipswich keeps rolling.
Yeah, Ipswich, you know, they had what seemed like a pretty comfortable lead, 9-4 going into the fourth quarter. And Hanover just kind of stormed back, tied it up with 20 seconds left. And go figure. Ipswich, Charlie Gillis gets the face off, goes right down the field. Nobody slides defensively, slide to cover him. And he just fired one on goal and it went in. And it was bang, bang as it sounds, faster than I just described it. And Ipswich moves on to the state finals for the first time in 14 years.
Now, have you seen Grafton at all this year?
I have not. No, I can't say I have a whole lot of knowledge about Grafton. But hey, you know, if they defeated Dover Sherborne, they're going to be pretty legit, because I have seen Dover Sherborne.
Okay. There you go.
I have. I saw Dover Sherborne last weekend before Beverly played. And they toyed with Littleton. I mean, they did whatever they wanted with the ball. So Grafton's going to be pretty good if they defeated that team.
Wow.
But Ipswich has got a lot of talent. They got a great defense, good goaltender. And I think the style that they play is conducive to, you know, being able to come back and hold leads in either scenario. So I certainly like your chances Saturday night.
Well, Phil, any other thoughts on Danvers here today and what we've been seeing so far?
Well, they're certainly not used to being a team that has to come from behind. I mean, at this point, you have to look at it. You're down 4 runs, and you get 9 outs to go. So they really need to make the most of every single bat here. They can't waste pitches. They can't take unnecessary chances. They have to make a route of work and get the pitches they want to hit. And I think it's almost imperative they score at least once this inning.
Number 11, Anthony.
All right. Well, Phil, great. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, take care.
All right,
thanks, Phil. Phil Stacey, sports editor of the Salem News with us. Here's Anthony Olczak to lead things off here in the fifth inning. Hits a high pop-up foul, first base side, caught by the first baseman, Methia. Can't get that ball to go out of play. Methia ranging to his left to get the first out of the inning, and here's Loic down.
One difference we didn't mention is that, you know, the greater New Bedford players are taking more pitches than Danvers is. Danvers, especially in the last 2 or 3 innings, swinging at that first pitch and unfortunately making outs.
Here's Loic Dowd, single to start the game and scored a run, grounded out to the second baseman, 1-for-2 here today. Here in the fifth inning with one out, Danvers trailing by 4 runs, 6-2. Pitches over for a strike.
Support what you're saying, Rick. Danvers, Tyler Root has only thrown 59 pitches through the first 4, and meanwhile, Danvers pitching has had to throw 80 times.
Okay. There's a line drive down the right field line in for a base hit. Lloyd Dowd is on. Loic Dowd with a single down the right field line, fielded nicely there by Vinegray.
And that 80 pitches excludes the 2 intentional walks, okay, because the ball never gets
right,
delivered.
Right, right.
Tyler Arruda all the way here so far for Greater New Bedford High School. Mixes up his pitches, not overpowering, but he's around the plate. Here's Tommy Mento, was hit by a pitch his last at-bat, walked and scored the second Danvers run in the first inning. Ground ball between short and third and out into left field, base hit. Mento, the left-hand hitter, sends one the opposite side and into left field for a base hit.
Well, they're up there swinging. You know, they're not fooling around, not waiting for the pitches, as we just mentioned, but this time they're getting some hits. And the runner was moving on that one as Dowd was off with the pitch. I don't know if that was a running hit or not, but it has worked for Danvers. And, boy, I'll tell you, they need something right now, and maybe they do have something going. Fifth hit of the game.
Matt Andreas is 2-for-2 today. Andreas with a two-run triple to drive in the two Danvers runs. Had a single in the third inning. And with two on, there's one out, and Andreas is up. Runners at first and second. Left-hand batter, right-hand pitcher. The first one is an off-speed strike.
Now, Andreas has gone to left center and to left field, and he's a left-handed batter. And, again, that side of the outfield playing pretty deep.
Center fielder Estrella back this time. And again, the wind is blowing briskly from the right field foul pole to the left field foul pole. Pitches outside. A ball and a strike to Matt Andreas.
Five hits for Danvers, seven for the Bears of Greater New Bedford. But Greater New Bedford up 6-2.
The pitch. Curve over, strike two called. One ball, two strikes. Great to have you with us. You can always connect with us by emailing us at msonewsports@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at msonewsports, Facebook as well. msonewsports.com, your connection to North Shore News and Sports. An interview coming up next week with Mike Broderick, who stepped down a while ago from head coaching duties at Saugus High Football. Pitches high to Andreas. It's even at 2-2. Broderick is a defensive backs coach now with Curry College and doing some recruiting. He'll join us next week on MSO News Sports. Andreas with a 2-2 count, two runners on, one out here in the fifth inning. The pitch to him. Curve, swung on, popped up. Third baseman coming over near the dugout, can't make the catch. That was Rivera, who's a very solid ball player. Started to slide a little bit, knowing that the dugout was there, the face of the dugout, and the warning track. So he kind of started to slide before he got to the ball, but he would not have gotten to that ball.
Right. Danvers scored in the first, hasn't scored since. Meanwhile, Greater New Bedford has scored in every inning so far. So the Falcons need to get this offense rolling right now.
Andreas takes inside ball three. The Bears fans wanted a strike call on that pitch that just missed off the inside part of the plate.
This is reminiscent of the top of the first inning.
Yeah. Arruda pitches, and it's swung on, hit in the air, down the right field line. It could be a tweener. It's foul. First baseman over, makes the catch. Little white showing. Pop foul, and Andreas goes out. Foul to the first baseman. Second foul out to the first baseman this inning here. Two runners on now, two outs. Here's Zach Dillon.
You know, that was a terrific play by Methia. He had to run sort of with his back to the plate, with his glove over his head, looking back into the sun. And the wind was blowing it, and he made a terrific play. And the runners were moving on the pitch.
Zach Dillon is up. Dillon 0-for-2 today. First pitch to him, grounded foul off first. I think the wind helped Mathia on that one. Not that it's once you got a pop up there, it's still a little bit tricky, but that ball could have sliced foul, maybe a little more out of play for Andreas, or hooked foul, I should say, being a left-hand batter. So Dillon is up with one strike now. Runners on first and second, two outs. The pitch, curveball swung back over the middle. Shortstop there, fields it, touches second for the out. Runner going, and he was shortstop coming over to cover the bag, makes the play. So a six unassisted to end the inning. The Falcons can't catch a break here of late here in this game. They trail 6-2, middle of five here in the Division II State Championship baseball game. Greater New Bedford, rather, leading Danvers by a 6-2 score.
MSONewsSports.com is known for connecting North Shore sports fans with local sports newsmakers. Features on teams and players. Exclusive video interviews following the big games. Live event coverage such as high school football, basketball, hockey, and baseball. Live video coverage of the Gloucester Fiesta. MSO also connects you to the area news leaders, mayors, state representatives, state senators, town administrators, city and town elected officials, business leaders, and more. Entertainment features. Follow us on Twitter or Facebook at MSO News Sports. Email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. Leave a voice message anytime, 978-325-3638. Stay connected to your North Shore neighbors by simply clicking on msonewsports.com. Welcome back to Brockton, Campanelli Stadium here in Brockton for the Division II State Championship baseball game here on msonewsports.com. Bill Newell, Rick Moore, Marty Smith with you here. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday afternoon. Justin Nato in relief pitching for Danvers here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It will be Cameron Massa up. They batted around last inning. Massa started last inning by grounding out to the second baseman, but then things just got worse from there. Massa, right-hand batter against Nato. The pitch to him. It's over for strike one.
He does have an RBI single back in the second.
Got a couple events coming up in June here on MSO and other sports or sports-related thing. There's a swing and a pop-up. Foul, out of play, first base side. It will be strike two to Massa. Got the Aganis game starting with the award ceremony on Sunday, June 25th. And then the softball, baseball games that day. Basketball on Monday, soccer on Tuesday, lacrosse on Wednesday, and the Harry Aganis All-Star Football Classic Thursday from Manning Field. The two-strike pitch to Massa, down in the dirt, getting past the catcher for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Also, Rick, the Fiesta in Gloucester is coming up. And, boy, talked to Andrew Nicastro the other day, and we've got some great video plans for that.
I don't think Andrew sleeps from April through the Fiesta.
Strike three called.
Big curveball.
Massa taking a big bender that time off the arm of Justin Nato for a strikeout.
So, yeah, the Fiesta opens up on the fourth Thursday of June. Actually, the carnival begins on Wednesday, and that's when things get underway, the sporting events and so on. And we're going to be covering sporting events on, what is it, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if I have that right.
I think you're right on that.
I think we're taking Thursday night off. But it will include the Seine Boat races, the eliminations, and the finals, the championship, and then, of course, the greasy pole every time it's walked. And, Bill, you're in for a treat, got to tell you.
Yeah, there'll be a first for me up there, but to see that, I've watched it before with you guys. There's a call strike to Estrella, the center fielder, who struck out, singled, and walked, scored a run here in today's game. There's strike two called.
Yeah, big curveball again. Yeah. Well, you've seen it on our live video streaming, and that's what Andrew's been working on, and plus he's going to have a brand new feature this year.
Yeah, here's a chopper hit to third base, fielded there, throw on to first in time. No, Roberto with the fielding the play at third base, the starting pitcher for today's game, are now at third base. So that goes third to first for the second out, and here's Noah Rivera up. Nobody on base.
You know, he was playing a tween hop, too. That was not an easy play.
No.
And he was able to bring the ball into his body and then set and fired across over to first.
Rivera's the real deal here, as we know, for Greater New Bedford. Takes a ball down low, headed to UMass Boston to play college baseball. Right-hand batter. Just looks like a hitter up there. Oozes hitting. There's a line drive foul down the left field line. Oh, man, he snapped those wrists on that swing, drilling the ball down the left field line, and it just missed being fair. Nobody on, two outs.
Two for three, two runs scored.
Rick, what's our shadow update here, Rick?
Oh, the shadow, okay. Well, it's approaching the circle.
Behind home plate.
Behind home plate. Not quite there yet. So everybody's on the field is still in sunlight.
Curveball, strike call.
Nato's going with that curve, man. That's his bread and butter right now.
Yeah, it is working for him right now. Gets a lot of action on the curveball. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Gambers trailing 6-2.
Pitch is spilled out into right field. Right fielder Dowd coming over makes the catch.
Well, you know, I thought that thing was a dying swan, but the wind held it up, and nice catch, as you mentioned, by Dowd.
Yeah, it was a defensive swing by the third baseman Rivera, sending it out into short right center field, and Dowd, the right fielder, cutting to his right, filling the gap and making the catch for the third out of the inning. And we've gone five full. Greater New Bedford's. Oh, the YMCA is coming on here, Rick. Oh,
no.
We've got to keep it here.
No, this isn't being streamed, so it doesn't help. Or maybe it does help.
So we're through five full in the score. Greater New Bedford 6, Danvers 2 in the state championship. D2 game from Brockton.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Ready for the top of the sixth. Last two innings for Danvers to try to creep back here, trailing 6-2. Tyler Arruda on the mound for Greater New Bedford. Throws ball one outside to Jordan DiDonato, the center fielder. Lined to the first baseman and hit a ball hard into right center field. Fielded by the right fielder for a fly out. There's a strike called. Nothing and two to DiDonato.
Well, they finally stopped New Bedford from scoring in the previous inning. They had scored in... For the first five.
0-2 is down for ball one. DiDonato has kind of been snake-bitten here because he's hit the ball hard but has nothing to show for it, and he's been a key player for them offensively coming down the stretch. Swung on ground ball, foul off third, and down that stretch includes four playoff wins, a 9-1 decision over Woburn, 6-0 over Melrose, 4-2 over Beverly, Burlington, and 7-1 over Gloucester. Third straight year to the state championship game for Danvers. Arruda's pitch. Strike three call, got the outside corner. Something, Rick, you have been mentioning, that outside strike has, or the outside part of the plate has been a strike call today. Here's Max Paul.
Arruda only has three strikeouts, but they've all been called.
Max Paul is up 0-2 today, right-hand batter. Paul...
I'm telling you, it cracks me up. The catcher has to reach way over to his right to backhand it, and it's a strike.
0-1 now on Paul. One out. The pitch swung on ground ball. Little chopper out towards second base. Fielded there by Vieira. On to first with a throw. In time for the out. And there are two fast outs here for Danvers in the sixth inning.
Another big hop.
Rick, you brought that up earlier. Tyler Arruda threw 27 pitches in the first inning, and since then it was 9 in the second, 16 in the third, 7 in the fourth, 13 last inning. And he's got two outs on 7 pitches.
Yeah.
Number 6.
Yep, he's really settled in, and Danvers has been attacking, but they've been hitting the ball right at people.
Here is Ted Valancourt up with two outs, nobody on. He has grounded out twice in today's game. He is 0-4, 0-2 on the game here tonight.
Another
swings at the first pitch. Pop up second baseman over to his left near the first baseline, makes the catch. Pop out to the second baseman, and the inning comes to an end. We'll keep it here in between innings. Greater New Bedford will be coming up here in the bottom of the sixth inning, leaving just one last shot here for Danvers in the top of the seventh, so they got to go back out there and hold them here. This Greater New Bedford team coming in as the number 5 seed from the south. Danvers was the number 3 seed from the north. They're 18-6 right now. They have three playoff wins, 13-4 over Bishop Feehan, 2-1 over Milford, and 5-3 their last game against Westwood, and they've outscored their opponents 23-10. So they're kind of keeping that margin up here, leading 6-2 here in this game here against Danvers here this afternoon.
How many pitches in that inning?
Seven pitches.
Okay, well.
Justin Nato, meanwhile, takes to the mound in the bottom of the sixth here. He's thrown 46 pitches in two-plus innings, actually three official innings, because Justin Roberto, the line on him is two-plus innings pitched, three runs, all unearned on five hits, one strikeout, no walks. And he threw 45 pitches, and now he's moved over to play third base. I think he'll lead off, actually, for Danvers in the bottom of, in the top of the seventh. It would strike me if he took, because he didn't start the game as a batter and moved over to third base when the pitching change
yep.
was made. So Zach Turner, I suspect, would be out unless they do something else for the final half inning for the Falcons.
Justin Nato on the mound, the left-hander, again, as Marty was just mentioning in relief. Here is the Bears pitcher up at the plate, the number three batter for them. Tyler Arruda takes a slow curve for ball one. Let's see, center fielder, not too deep. That would be DiDonato for Danvers.
Arruda's been on base all three times.
Yeah, he has reached on an error, singled and walked, scored two runs, swings and misses here to even the count at a ball and a strike. Great sunny day, wind blowing from the right field foul pole to the left field foul pole, kind of briskly. And the 1-1, swung on a miss, strike two.
Center fielder DiDonato is in shallow, and even in shallower in right field is Dowd.
Arruda waits. The pitch to him, outside. That time, Andreas set up outside, and the pitch was outside, and it was a ball.
Is it shallower or more shallow?
Probably more shallow.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
The pitch, swung on, ground ball, a chopper to short. Olzak with it, throws on to first, in time for the out.
First time Arruda's been held off the base. He scored twice as well. A couple of singles, two for three. Meadows coming up now.
Anthony Olzak making the play at short. Here is Andrew Matos, their shortstop up. Sacrifice fly, reached on an error and struck out swinging in today's game. Sacrifice fly scored a run in the first inning. Pitches hit on the ground to Olzak at short. Several hops. Fields it, throws on to first. Dylan is there to make the play at first base. Another 6-3 ground out. Two outs, and Jared Mathia is coming up. Lined to the first baseman in foul territory for an out that ended the first inning, stranding some runners. Had an RBI single in the third and was intentionally walked in the fourth inning. So here we are in the sixth inning. Two outs. He is up, his team leading 6-2 over Danvers.
Now, I couldn't research it, but I would probably bet he plays linebacker.
Looks like he could play a linebacker. First pitch to him, a curve grounded foul off third, beyond Roger Day.
He's a big, solidly built kid. Big Teddy, first baseman.
Teddy Valancourt just getting loose out in the bullpen for Danvers.
Yeah. That'd be the second time he's up, I guess.
And no action for Greater New Bedford's Bears.
Pitch. A line drive into left field, base hit. Mathia is on between short and third. One of those shots that you're the third baseman, Roberto, or the shortstop, Olzak, you don't even move for it because it's by you. It's perfectly placed right square in between you, and there's no way you're going to get that ball.
Mathia has only two hits, but they've both been, but he's hit the ball hard three times.
Here's Kevin Santiago, big two-run single, his last at-bat. Curveball swung on, hit high in the air down the right field line. Foul ball. Right fielder coming over, can't make the play. Lowick Dowd coming in. Almost had a play on that ball, just could not get there in time. First baseman coming over.
He had a chance, but he wasn't quite sure where he was. He had to take his eye off the ball to get his footing. And that slowed him down, but it would have been a spectacular catch.
Kind of a big warning track here, too.
Over there it is. Yeah,
it's a wide warning track
it is.
From the stands, and that would be really halfway between the right field foul pole and the first base bag. Next pitch is swung on. Hot shot. Knocked down by Mento on the dive, and it rolls past him for a base hit.
That poor kid is just snake bit today. That's got to be a hit.
Oh, that is, yeah.
He dived for it and almost came up with a spectacular play, and it just trickled behind him in the right field.
Now, there's a play that if Mento has a quarter of an inch more, he knocks it down, he keeps it beside him, picks it up, and has an easy throw to first base. But it just kicks off his glove and goes behind him enough that there's no play on the ball. Here's Andrew Vinagre, hit by a pitch his last at-bat, scored a run in the second inning, pitched to him, hits him. So two straight hit by pitches for Benagre, and the bases are all of a sudden loaded after two opening ground out ball outs to the shortstop Anthony Olczak.
Well, this is not your typical Danvers Falcon day.
Corey Vieira is up there, second baseman. He's 0-for-3 today. A ground out, a fly out, and a line out.
Teddy Valancourt's making his way back in from the bullpen. Not that he's been called for, but he's warmed up and ready.
So Vieira is up, right-hand batter. He's the number 7 batter in the lineup here. The pitch to him is hit on the ground to shortstop. Olczak fields, throw on to second. Mento makes the catch there to retire the side. 6-4. So we've got 6-4. It's the Bears of Greater New Bedford 6, the Danvers Falcons 2 in the state championship game. Last call for the Falcons coming up here in a moment.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double-hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber. We measure up.
Welcome back to Brockton. I'm Bill Newell with Marty Smith and Rick Moore. We might have lost the connection for a moment here. But I think we're back now. This is last call here for the Falcons. They have batters 8 and 9. I think we're back on now. Zach Turner, Anthony Olczak, and Loic Doid are the batters scheduled for the Falcons.
What's that? Okay, we just were told that the network is down here at the stadium. That's why we went off.
Oh, okay.
So we're apparently on wireless now.
Oh, we are now?
But we're on.
Okay, that's cool. So Zach Turner is up for Danvers, and they're trailing 6-2 here in the top of the seventh inning. First pitch to him is a strike from Tyler Arruda, who has gone all the way for the Bears of Greater New Bedford. The pitch to him. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Everyone pretty much straight away for Greater New Bedford. Center fielder Estrella jumping around a bit out there. Three outs away for a state title are the Bears. There's a ground ball hit to second base. Vieira there. Throws on to first in time for the out. Second to first for the out. Turner is out. Anthony Olczak is up. The shortstop. Olczak, the number 9 batter, 0-for-2 on the day. Struck out on a called third strike from Arruda in the second inning. And popped out to the first baseman in the fifth inning. So Olczak's up. The right-hand batter takes a strike. Again on that outside part of the plate. That's been very friendly for really both pitchers here today. Arruda on the mound, looking straight on, nods, and right back to work very quickly. The pitch to the plate, swung on a miss. Strike two. Nothing and two to Olczak.
Well, the Bears fans are feeling it.
Loic Dowd on deck, the leadoff batter for the Falcons. Time is called. Again, it's a breezy day here in Brockton, a beautiful day for baseball, with that wind blowing from right to left, first base to third, or foul pole to foul pole, right to left. The 0-2 on its way. In the dirt, ball one. Boxed nicely by Santiago, the catcher. Well, offensively, Matt Andreas with two hits, the big two-run triple in the first inning and a single in the third. The 1-2 just misses. Definitely Arruda is feeling it here now in this seventh inning. 2-2 count here. Olczak waits, the pitch to him. Swung on, hit in the air to center field. Center fielder Estrella coming in, and he has it. Looking into that sun, kind of a straight-on sun. He's got shades. And he jumps up and down again out there. Two outs. Loic Dowd is up. He is two for three today. Mm-hmm. He has a single, scored a run in the first inning. Rounded out in the third inning to second and singled in the fifth inning. Left-hand batter. The pitch to him. It's high. Ball one. Two outs here. Loic Dowd waits. The pitch to him. It's a strike. A ball and a strike. Bears fans down to our right behind the first base dugout on their feet. The 1-1. Curve, a high slow curve for ball two.
Well, everybody's on their feet. Danvers fans too. Trying to pull off a sports miracle.
It would qualify as one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the pitch. Low and away. Ball three. Three balls and one strike. Tommy Mento is on deck. Mento at the plate has had a good game. Walked, hit by a pitch, and singled. He's on base every time. That's ball four. High and away to Dowd. Loic Dowd is on with a walk with two outs. The Falcons live on here in the top of the seventh inning. Tommy Mento is up, the second baseman. Hockey player.
Number two, Tommy Mento.
As we mentioned, walked, scored a run in the first inning, hit by a pitch in the third, and singled in the fifth inning. Left-hand batter against Arruda. There goes the runner from first to second. He makes it. No throw made. A swing and a miss by Mento. So Dowd finds himself at second base on the uncontested stealing of second base. He's at second with two outs. There he goes to third. The pitch. Swung on, hit in the air to left field. Massa coming in. Now going back. Little wind factor here. He makes the catch. Backpedaling and stumbling. Throws his glove in the air. Throws the ball on the ground. And they come in and do the pile in the infield. And the Bears of Greater New Bedford have captured the Division II state title here against Danvers.
Well, a very joyous scene, obviously, for the Greater New Bedford Technical Vocational High School Bears. And you know, it looked like they were on their heels in the first inning, and Danvers had their typical good start, and then it all turned around as Danvers broke out with a 2-0 lead and just came back. Greater New Bedford came back and scored in every inning except the last two.
If you go back and look at that first inning, Rick, Danvers was really dominating the game until Greater New Bedford did that defensive play where it looked like they were trying to cause a rundown. Everybody ran around. It looked more like a fire drill out there than anything else, and that seemed to settle them down. Arruda was all over the place.
Mm.
And
that's
then
right.
It just seemed to get all of their anxiety, all their nerves out, because he was a much more poised pitcher from that point on. He ends the game with 96 pitches thrown. The line for the Danvers Falcons, 2 runs, 5 hits, and 3 errors for the Division II Championship Greater New Bedford Bears. Their final line, 6 runs. 8 hits, 1 error. The winning pitcher, Tyler Arruda. The losing pitcher for the Danvers Falcons would be Justin Roberto.
Well, obviously disappointed Danvers fans filing out, not wanting to watch the awarding of the trophies. But, you know, congratulations, first of all, to Greater New Bedford. Man, they played some, and they played Danvers-like baseball today.
Yes.
That Danvers has been playing for a long time. But Falcons just wasn't to be tonight. And a lot of unusual plays and uncharacteristic plays for Danvers, typical for high school, but unusual for Danvers. and they end up on the short end of this one. But I don't think it's going to diminish the year that they had, that some of these, the seniors, the careers that they've had, and again, the legacy of Coach Roger Dale. I'll tell you, he is not a happy camper, nor are any of the Danvers players. But just a remarkable run by this Danvers team, and North Shore should welcome them home and congratulate Danvers on representing the North Shore so well once again.
Principals, athletic directors, and superintendent, congratulations again.
Awarding the presentation medals.
Yeah, I guess everybody gets a medal around his neck on the winners. And I don't know that we have to belabor the point. Bill Newell is down on the field. He'll be talking with coaches and players as he can. So I think that'll do it from here.
Well, final score for the final time. The Greater New Bedford Vocational Technical School 6 and the Danvers Falcons 2. The Greater New Bedford Vocational Technical are the Division 2 state champions. On behalf of Bill Newell and Rick Moore, I'm Marty Smith, bidding you a very pleasant good afternoon from Campanelli Stadium in Brockton on MSONewsSports.com.